take three on Thursday, and we always have to have the three of us, Michael Giddens and also Alex Bauman in studio with me. And
I don't know what take three is. Take two is a candy bar, though, isn't it?
Take three is take 3 minutes and go home. We might do that after this. All right, listen, y'all wanted to ask me some questions. Is it yes or no, Bauman, or is it do I need to elaborate?
You're definitely going to have to elaborate on these here.
Well, fire away.
All right. What are sundaes for?
Sundaes?
Yeah.
For chocolate syrup on the top of them.
So no church, no football, and nothing?
No, you said sundaes. I'm talking about ice cream sundaes.
I'm talking about the day.
Well, oh, yeah. Okay, so we know he likes chocolate sundaes, but also what do you do on a Sunday?
No, sundaes are for church, afternoons, after the grandbaby goes home, or for sports, whether it be NFL, right now, fall classic with baseball or NASCAR, Sunday night football. I could care less about the football game, but I'm watching Carrie Underwood do the anthem.
All right, so church, grandbaby, and sports.
Yeah. Cook, every now and then I'll cook on the grill on Sunday evening.
What'd you like to cook on the grill?
Whatever everybody wants. Hamburgers, whether it be ribs, steak,
chicken. A people pleaser.
Yeah. People pleaser. All right. What's your favorite season?
Favorite season, fall. No doubt about it. I love this because you're about to get the NBA starting. You're about to get college basketball season started. Everybody's excited about those two. NASCAR is right in the mix of the playoffs. You got the NFL in midseason, and you've got so many things going on here in the fall. I love it. There's no better time than fall.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Why dogs?
I don't dislike cats. I've had one or two in my time, and they just scratch too much.
What's the ideal vacation for you?
The ideal vacation for me, anywhere?
Anywhere.
I would love to go on an Alaskan cruise.
Why go to Alaska? It's cold.
Either there or Colorado and see the Rockies, you know, that kind of thing.
You want to see some snow.
I actually wanted to go out west and see some snow in Colorado, but do it all at one time. I wanted to go to the Grand Canyon. I've always wanted to go to the Grand Canyon. Go to Las Vegas. I could care less about betting. I just want to go and see it.
But I know Muck, he's not going to turn down the beach either.
No, I mean, I love a good trip to the beach, but, you know, that's 4 hours away. I'd love to do something that
Alaska's
I'll never
be. A little
be,
bit further than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to do something I've never been able to, that I won't do again. Mm-hmm. Probably would not fly overseas, okay?
Why not overseas? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I'm just not a flying type person. Mm. Last time I was on a plane, they thought I was a terrorist when I had restless leg syndrome and I was walking up down the aisle.
So how are you going to get to Alaska if you don't want to fly?
That's what cars are for, Giddens.
Whew. How long of a road trip is that?
That's a long road trip.
You know what, though? That's a long vacation. That's the whole idea.
Man.
Take a boat up
there. That's going to feel like work in the end.
That's the whole idea. See the country. Stop and stay at a Red Roof Inn and eat at a Shoney's restaurant. You know, whatever the case.
So it's more of a road trip than
Absolutely.
It is just going to Alaska.
Absolutely.
You want to road trip the whole country.
I mean, if you fly, you miss everything but the clouds.
Yeah.
Or okay. Storms right now, the hurricanes.
All right.
All right, so now we're in the meat of the questions here.
Of the what?
The meat of the questions.
Okay. Yo, you were just giving me the appetizer.
Yeah, that's a warm-up.
Come on.
What's your ideal date?
My ideal date? You talking about with a lady friend?
I would hope so.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't know if you were talking about ball game, you know, going somewhere with a guy or whatever. With a lady friend, whatever she wanted to do that would make her happy.
All right, what are the things you look for in a partner then?
What are the things I look for in a partner?
Yeah.
Well, right now, the first thing I'm looking for is if she's loaded with money. Sorry. No, just kidding. You have to be compatible. Like things. If she's sports-oriented, it would be very good because, you know, all three of us are. Giddens makes his marriage work, and I'll be the first to tell you, Celia's probably not very sports-oriented. But
she's learning.
You're oriented with things that she likes as well, such as, you know, your musicals, your plays, you know, things like that. Church, eating.
Eating. Yeah, we all got to eat.
And she's got to have likable eats. I mean, I'm not going to a salad bar 7 days a week. Sorry. Not going to do it.
Not Subway or anything 7 days a week?
No, definitely not Subway. Lenny will have to go on his own.
Well, you know what we've just done for you, right?
What?
We've set up your dating profile.
That's fine. Put it out there, baby.
It's out there, everything, your interests, your likes, what you want to go do on vacation, it's all out there. So
That's fine.
Ladies, Muck's available.
I'm available, and you know what? Alex is too.
Oh, we might have to do one what for Alex turn
around,
next.
What comes around goes around, my friend.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to do that right about here in just a few minutes. So Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman have set up my dating profile. Money is at the top of it.
Money's at the top. We forgot one question, though.
What is that?
What's your biggest deal breaker? Red flag.
Honestly, I'm just, if you want dead honesty.
Yeah.
Smoking. Can't take a smoker. Sorry.
Smoking cigarettes?
Yes. If it's Carrie Underwood, she's got to go. If she smokes. Sorry. That's a deal breaker. Can't do it. I seriously, I have a lot of sinus problems being around cigarette smoke. It's just that's a deal breaker for me.
That's a pretty good deal breaker, though.
I mean, number one, I don't look down on anybody that does it. That's fine. That's their business. That's their life. It's not healthy for you, but neither are some of the things I eat. Bauman was on me just yesterday about eating a donut, you
know. McDonald's the day before.
Yeah you got to be careful.
Well, I mean, you know, that's part of being single. I appreciate y'all trying to put my thing out there. If I had a lady at home that would cook chicken or, you know, pot roast or whatever, wouldn't have to eat McDonald's.
We're going
to
find you one.
Hey, on this Thursday morning, you know, Bauman and Giddens have set up this dating profile for me. And one thing I did not include that I need to include, 2 weekends out of the month, I have Brindley Rain McCurley, and she's 1 year and 4 months old. Nothing comes before that.
Hey, but, I mean, babies are a chick magnet, though.
Yes, and if someone comes along in my life and magnetized to Brindley, that's even better. But I'm saying I'm not stepping out of the way for in case of my granddaughter. Not going to do it.